said in the halacha that you have to, when you return an object, you can't return it just like that. You have to return it al pi simanim. That the person who lost it or claims he lost it has to give simanim to say what he lost exactly. What's simanim? Simanim is the size of the thing. Okay. Weight or a place, a specific place, or if there's a scratch on a certain side or whatever. Okay. A color is not a not a simanim. I lost a pen, a blue pen. Shkoyach, right? Many pens are blue, it doesn't mean it's yours.
What if it's like some ridiculous
color? If it's unique, so yeah.
Like hot pink.
The hot pink's a gamlo. Siman. If it's something you're really unique. Gold. No one has a gold pen. It writes gold color.
My wife does.
That's what I'm saying. The only weird things. Weird people. I'm sorry, yeah.
No, if you're an artist, if you do calligraphy.
You can, so you have, right, then you have. So, Tamid Chacham, your return is an object without simanim. If he comes and he says, yeah, I recognize this is mine, you give it to him.
Because they can feel the mitzvot inside of it.
The
for real, why else?
Yeah.
Which verse was talking about that in Shir a couple days ago, that your wife, why does she go to the store and she feels like every shirt and then she won't buy anything in the end?
To get the sparks out.
Because she's looking for the feeling, they're looking for the sparks.
We walk around with other people's shirts here.
Yeah.
Because we don't do that. We just don't.
Yeah, I got a sweater someone's giving away.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah,
yeah,
other people's
that's
mine. Sparks here.
Yeah. I like other people's sparks.
So?
They even have a dog in their spark.
If you know someone's a Ramai, he's a hypocrite?
Trickster? Or
hypocrite. Ramai or Shakran.
No,
the Kitzu.
A con artist.
No, there's a word.
A dishonest
like
person.
Ganif.
Ramai.
Deceiver. Kitzu. We use many, many words. You get the point?
Yeah.
So, if you know he's like that, even if he gives Simani Mubakim, okay, you don't give it to him until he brings Adim, that will say, yes, we know that this belongs to him. Shab. If two people came and gave exact simanim, you can't give it to any of them. Two people came with two sets of adim each. Each came with a set of adim, and they say that this object is there. You don't give it to any of them. You say, go deal it out, and when you find out who sent me that, they come to me, I'll give it to the one. Go to base.
You leave it in the basement and tell them
yeah.
to fight it out? Like we would
yeah, you leave it in your pocket and tell them to go to basement and fight it out. Okay. Now, if one person comes and gives exact simanim, another person brings Adim, the Adim come first. Now, this is something that happens all the time. What?
But don't the Adim have to give simanim?
Right, that's what the Adim have to describe.
They have a way of.
They just say, we know this was his.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure the Beis Din has ways to get out of them if it's true or not. How do you know it's his? Where did you see him use it? Since when do you see him? They have questions. They don't just leave them. They have a protocol. You know what to say, what to ask. So, now, this is something that happens all the time when people announce, and then no one shows up. What do you do now? You're stuck with this cow now. What are you going to do with it?
For how long?
Like Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa, and he walked outside, and Mar says, and he saw these chickens, little baby chickens. With a red thing around, he said, oh, there's a siman. So he kept them for a whole year, and they grew, and there was maybe 3 years, I don't remember what the most was, a long time. And they laid eggs, and there was more and more. His wife couldn't take it anymore, they were breaking the whole house. So he decided to sell them, and he bought goats. Goats used to leave them to go every morning to the forest and come back. They used to come back. Now one time, so suddenly one time the guy showed up and said, did you see a few years ago I left your chicken? Yeah, where are they? They're coming now with they came with the dubim. With bears on their horns. Here, these are your goats. Okay. So anyways, what do you do if someone shows up? Or there's not enough siman, and for sure the Baalim were despair. Minadin tiyeh munachad shevo Eliyahu bigalet anelam. Minadin, just put it aside until Eliyahu Navi comes. But the first thing you say, what you could do is like this. You write on a note exactly how it looks and what it is and everything. And when do you find it? Okay? You put it in this important, put it in your ksuba, you know, something that you keep really well. Okay? And how much it was worth also. And then you can use it. If the guy shows up, don't worry, I'll pay you. Settle? No. Very simple, you understand?
Yeah. You can use it, and if the guy ever comes back, then you pay him
for
the worth of that item.
There's no like minimal time to take away.
But
it never becomes yours fully, right?
Never.
What if you like own in an apartment or something and your rule is a 2 weeks? Like in our dira, if something's like left for 2 weeks.
No, Gemara says that. It's a really
made of
tnai, Gemara says it brings a difference if it's a place where people just come and go, or is it a place where people come and stay. It's different. But if you make a tnai, whatever the tnai is good. If you make ahead of time a tnai, come on. Stop. Who is patur from Hashavat Aveda? Not everyone type returning lost objects. Some people are patur. A rav or tamid chacham or older person or older lady which find an aveda on the way. And it's not their normal way to walk around with. Like, let's say, imagine a rav was walking the street and he sees a lost dog. Oh, great! He'll walk around with a leash now. Rav was going to walk around with a leash and dog. It's kind of muzar. Maybe rav dror, yeah, but rav was not a rav. Okay, so he's patur from returning this zeh or goat. You see a lost goat. Oh, good. Now I'll walk in with a goat in Yerushalayim, in Asharim, to the Rosh Hayach.
Or, you constantly see goats around him.
Where?
Tell people this rock.
Yeah, but it's not normal to see a big rab walking out with a goat, right?
It's not applied to us, and like you wouldn't expect us to walk around seeing a goat also.
So you're also patur,
right? Like
yeah.
If it's an odd object,
it's okay. Nachon. Tishma, if you're in also in a base marriage like this, where people come in and out and they go, it could be a guy left half a year ago. He's not planning on coming back. I don't know if he's coming back or when he's coming back. And he left your stuff. Baya shalom.
You don't know who it is.
You put a sign up. No one shows up. Gamano. It's not yours, but you could take it and use it. Write down what it was, how much it was worth, and everything.
Well, Yeshiva said, let's say, any left, like they have downstairs now, anything
left after
anything,
sir,
after
yeah.
One rush part, everything will be cleaned out.
That's the rule.
So then it'll be yours.
The guy, it is a private place. The gabbai can decide whatever he wants.
Right.
Every shul is like that. They usually most shuls they have a sign. Otherwise, there'll be balagan. If you can't, you have coats all over the place. This. So.
But does it also apply that, so if you said like odd objects, but like let's say like something specifically for a woman, does a man have to pick it up? Like you see, there's a purse on the street.
If it's weird for a museum,
or like good. Makeup or something, you know what I mean, like a bag of makeup, or whatever, you have to like pick it up and then.
If you're gonna be mitbayesh with that, no, because the Gemara says that kavod ha-briyot is more than the respecting the briyot is more important than returning the aveda. That's what the Gemara says. Now, a kohen that found an aveda in a cemetery, he's walking around the cemetery and he sees an aveda. Of course, he doesn't have to return it. Yeah. Now, if there was a tsunami, or there was a flood, right? The river went up on the rim, overflowed. Again, they went and like it happened in Newman Parkway, the bay over there. It happens every once in a while. The hurricane that they had a couple of years ago.
It was tsunami in Southeast Asia.
But yeah, but Jews live there. Couple. In New York, there's a lot of Jews, yeah?
Yeah.
So that's more common. That's why I mentioned a place where it's more common. So, yeah, so then it takes it. The water takes it. Or, let's say there was an earthquake. Okay? Or, let's say, later down, there was a kid who suddenly really, that the person for sure, he loses his mikiyash from the thing. And I went and I grabbed it. It's mine. Why? Gemara said that even if a person is standing and screaming, I'm not mikiyash, I still want my BMW, but the water took it, and I was able to grab it. Okay? Chazal said there's Yehush, even though he's screaming that there's no Yehush. Why? Most people are mikiyash as well. Worse, if you miss one thing, you can return it to the person, but you don't have to.
What if like something falls from a building then? What if it falls like from 10 floors up? Into like a...
It would have cracked or whatever?
Yeah, into like a lake. Maybe it falls into something or a ravine or...
And a guy will...
Find it in a spot that's like uninhabited, but like the wind took it or it fell. And you're like, oh, it must have fallen from this building. You have to go beside.
You like the
in the water?
Hurricane Katrina, you could the only thing they were able to rescue were the Sefer Torahs in New Orleans and in Houston.
If someone takes his stuff, you see someone taking his stuff, throwing out the window. Go take it from him. No. If someone has a bad dog in his house, not a bad dog, a dog that harms others, okay? Or other creatures, creepy crawlers, all kinds of
snakes.
Okay, people.